Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey as we talk about animal identification. Back with Michael in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. Whether it's your smoky beef brisket, your crunchy beef Wellington, your steamy beef stew, or your countless sizzling steaks, you're always the main course. Because dinner without you is just an appetizer. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers. Nicely done, beef. No matter how you're cooked, grilled, sauteed, stir-fried, roasted, or stewed, your savory sounds are music to everyone's ears. Yeah, now that's a dinner playlist. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is planning a one-day winter policy conference Tuesday, January 28th at the Reed Center in Midwest City, Oklahoma. They'll be hearing from Governor Kevin Stitt at the top of the day, but then they'll be rolling up their sleeves and reviewing policy positions of the organization. Michael Kelsey says one of the topics they're sure to spend a good bit of time on, animal disease traceback. Animal ID.
We're going to have a very healthy discussion about animal identification. Even within the context of animal identification, though, is being prepared for getting our industry as well as individually prepared for catastrophe within the realm of animal disease. For instance, African swine fever. That has really shook our industry, if you will, to say we need to be prepared. And what can we do to better prepare ourselves, again, as an industry, as well as individually, so that God forbid we ever have an animal disease, whether it's cattle specific or not. And we know African swine fever only affects pork, but we also know that the United States gets it. It will affect the beef industry. It will affect individually how we move our cattle. And if that happens in September, October timeframe, wow. Boy, howdy, that's really going to shake. If it happens maybe in June, that may be a little different, but still going to drastically affect us. So there's going to be a lot of discussion, I think, over things like the Secure Beef Plan, things like animal identification, beefing that, no pun intended, but beefing that system up, things like vaccine banks, and how do we prepare, better prepare ourselves for all those types of things that are relative to that. And so we're going to roll up our sleeves and talk about that.
I kind of related to that a little bit is this desire of some of your members to go ahead and establish a made in Oklahoma type product, a beef identification product. Animal ID kind of, you know, goes hand in hand with that, as well as just the whole nomenclature then issue, which gets over to the fake meat as well.
That's right. Absolutely. We've got a bill that we're coming up this year that last year we passed a bill regarding fake meat, plant-based proteins, and so forth. We've learned in the interim we need to refine that a bit. So, for instance, the biggest issue we need to do is transfer that to Title II, which means we transfer it to the Department of Agriculture from the Department of Health. The Department of Agriculture already has jurisdiction over some labeling issues, so it makes sense to put it over there. We should have caught that last year, but we're going to get that done this year. So that's some of the specifics, but you're absolutely right. Our Oklahoma Beef Labeling Task Force has been doing some great work. We're going to give a report to our membership, and then what leadership has told me and that what I expect to happen is that we're going to take that task force and kind of subdivide it into some specifics of the process to create that label. So, if, for instance, we need folks to work on the specs of what cattle are eligible, what cattle are not eligible. We need folks to work on the label itself. You've got to go through a process to create that label. We need folks to help us with product distribution, marketing. How are we going to market this once we initiate this? So there's some of that's just a couple of examples, but get some good minds, if you will, working on specifics within because doing this is a big, big endeavor. I wish we could just light switch, turn it on, but you can't. It's a very complicated process to take cattle all the way to the consumer under a specific label, especially in a state where we don't have a lot of processing, right. Just to be frank. And so, but we've got some opportunity there. And so we're going to talk about that. So I'm really, as you can tell I'm really excited about that. I think there's some great opportunity for us to drive this boat, if you will, drive this ship, that we can add value to our cattle here in Oklahoma, and I'm excited about that. And so the next steps, we'll be talking about that at our policy meeting. You betcha.
Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.